Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode of Ghost Town may contain disturbing or graphic descriptions which may not be suitable for all audiences. Please use discretion while listening. A Dark Reality. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Is Ron Goldman, a 23-year-old tennis pro. Give him a big hand for coming down here. All right. You make a good impression on the phone over with a woman?
I guess so. I don't like to talk a lot on the phone, so I'm kind of blunt to the point. Let's get it going.
The game show Studs aired on Fox from 1991 to 1993. It was hosted by Mark DiCarlo and featured two male contestants who competed to correctly answer questions about women and their preferences, with the help of a group of female contestants called the Studettes. The show aimed to explore the dynamics of dating and relationships in a playful and comedic way. Kind of dated. It's early 90s.
Sure.
As these shows were.
Totally. They're very gendered. They're kind of playful, a little flirty. And everyone across the board with dating shows like this, I feel like the contestants, like I'm thinking about the John Hamm one too. They're just kind of like, they're like, figure it out. You know, they're kind of like open-minded, like kind of like mild-mannered and just whatever. You know, like no one has any pretense in these shows. It's very interesting.
The format often included humorous and risque questions, and the show's tone was lighthearted and entertaining in the way only the early 1990s could bring.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
It was actually canceled to make room for a show that we recently did an episode on, the short-lived Chevy Chase show.
Oh.
So Studs doing well.
Yeah.
Well enough. Had to get bumped. This is at a time where there wasn't a lot of options. There wasn't a lot of time slots, where now it's just an endless amount to make room for. If you haven't listened to the Chevy Chase show episode, you can go back and kind of see what replaced Studs.
Yeah.
And just to let you know that iconic actor, comedian Chevy Chase was the worst option between that and Studs. Just to give you context.
Yeah.
A little separate. But I'm tying these episodes together.
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting.
However, before Studs met its demise, it featured one guest that would meet a tragic demise of his own.
The great football legend was charged with murdering his former wife and a friend.
The charges carry with them allegations of special circumstances, meaning that Simpson could face the death penalty if convicted.
Los Angeles County Coroner's Office said the two victims died of sharp force injuries and multiple stab wounds. The bodies of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman were discovered about midnight Sunday on the steps outside the condominium where Mrs. Simpson lived.
The January 20th, 1992 episode of Studs featured a then unknown tennis pro, waiter, and model, Ron Goldman. On June 12th, 1994, Ron Goldman was at Nicole Brown Simpson's residence in Brentwood, where he had gone to return a pair of glasses that was left at the restaurant where he worked. Both Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson were found murdered outside her home. The murders became highly publicized and were the subject of a criminal trial in which O.J. Simpson was charged with the murders. Simpson was acquitted of the murders in a highly publicized trial that lasted from January to October 1995. A separate story that has been told many times.
I mean,
there's nothing that we could bring to the table.
Yeah. And it's also like, realistically, it's like you could do 5 different podcasts on it, episode TV, and it's been done. And there's incredible books on it. I went down a O.J. Simpson wormhole myself. It speaks to really such a time and a place in American history and L.A. history. And it's
there is going to be there's in development a movie or a TV show. I don't know what it's going to be that. The narrative is O.J. Simpson did not do this, and following that, and I think maybe Owen Wilson was asked to play a character in it, and he was like, no.
Whoa.
I mean, it's a
was
bad –
Was he Kato?
No, well, he wasn't Kato, who I was on his talk show once.
Oh, my God. Which also ended went up, to my high school.
Which – ended up on The Soup. I remember I was on that episode when somebody was like, I saw you on The Soup. God. That's a little another separate tie-in. But yeah, there's some kind of like an alternate reality where that's the case, which is I think nobody wants – who wants to be a part of that?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to be part of telling that story? What I did find, and I guess I'll say it's a positive note, is looking through people's reactions to these episodes of Studs – I've been on my TikTok, The Jason Horton. I mentioned that episode and people talk about it. And you realize that people don't know much about Ron Goldman. Never really heard his voice before. It's not like he was a celebrity who had like just tons of – there's tons of footage out here, him mm-hmm. having conversations. This episode of Studs – he's just like a nice, charming dude, yeah. like handsome, charming dude, you know, just living his life in Los Angeles. So I thought it was really cool to see people kind of getting to a voice and really a face to someone who's really not mentioned in this story as much as even Kato Kaelin.
Absolutely.
Is. So I thought that was a kind of a positive kind of testament to a otherwise extremely sad story.
And I think that's the struggle for his family a lot. I know his sister is a big advocate for victims' rights, and she's very political and outspoken, and their family really felt tragedy of his death was overshadowed by O.J. Simpson and the antics around the trial and all this stuff. So it is. It's nice to like humanize him. And I think we don't see as much stuff too because it's a specific time and place. First of all, he's 23. And when you sent it to me, I was like, oh my God, he's like a baby. He's so young. He's like a young guy. It's the 90s, early 90s. So it's you don't get a lot of footage. You don't get to like bring people to life the way you get to do that now.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.